14th, Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First thing, if everybody would please silence their cell phones, check the back. The next two items is the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation. We all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and followed by the invocation. If you are uncomfortable with either one, and you wish to sit or leave the building, you may. Chief Shiflett then will retrieve you as we move on to the next items on the agenda. If all will stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, Almighty God, God of heaven, God of earth, God of grace, God of mercy, our God, the only true and living God. Father God, we thank you for being our God. We thank you for blessing us with a fresh portion of your grace and mercy each and every day. We thank you, Father God, for just watching closely over us, supplying our every need, blessing us with some of the desires of our heart. At this time, Father God, we invite you into our town council meeting. We ask you to take over, Father God. Use us in a mighty way to uplift this town. See that we carry ourselves in a manner that bring praise and glory to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Okay, next item is the public hearing for accessory structures. Ms. McGuffin, and then I'll open up the public.
This public hearing is on the existing code for accessory structures. It was made as a request of the council to have this go to the planning commission, consider a change that would allow accessory structures to be closer to the side yard and into the front yard setback. At this point, the code that is being heard tonight is the current code, which does not allow accessory structures in the front yard and does have a minimum 10-foot side yard setback.
Okay. For those of you speaking, while he's retrieving that, you have 3 minutes from the time you start speaking, and I will call you in order of the place listed on the form. So, first, I'm opening the public hearing. And Mr. Stinson, the floor is yours for 3 minutes.
So I want to start by just refreshing where we are here. So I'm here to requesting the revision to ordinance 18190102 to allow the accessory structures to be 5 foot on the side and 25 to 30 on the front setback. This allows for small lot development and increased flexibility for prospective residents. How I got here, I went through the county. They referred me back to the town. Ms. McGuffin was out with some medical leave, and the individual I talked to didn't know of anything that I needed to do to proceed with the structure. I did call VDOT, got a permit and bonds for that, started the driveway structure, and had them out 3 or 4 times for thorough inspections of that. Built the structure. Almost a year later, I hear about a complaint for the setbacks, and here we are. So I built that just to protect the RVs and my vehicles. RV pricing and truck vehicles and things are so expensive today, they're near the price you paid for your first house or more in many cases. So I want to elaborate more now on just the focus and things for the town that I believe are important. So the focus needs to be not necessarily on well-maintained accessory structures, but on undesired conditions of junk and hazards in the town. And what do I mean by hazards? I see area businesses on the main corridor that does concern me, so I'm an environmental guy, so I see all these drums setting around with potential waste in those, and I worry about the impacts to the environment and the wellness of our streams and waterways for our kids to play in the future, for me, grandkids. So that's a big concern. If people are out there mismanaging things and they don't have a waste program, they are going to be in serious trouble, one with the EPA, two with the DEQ, and others. The change that I think we need, you know, is to hold meetings to hear all positions. We must open avenues for change if the town is to grow and prosper. Went to the Planning Commission. I thought the meeting was pretty short and it was very limited. And so my thoughts on this of hearing everyone's position, whether it be the commissioners and the board or the individuals, the statement I have is that the suppression and disregard and exclusion to new ideas demonstrates a position being taken by those with that stance that will potentially prevent the growth that we desire for the town. We have a very beautiful town. We are growing rapidly. I want to see that continue. If there's a way I can aid in that, I'd like to do so. Okay, thank you.
You get right on the money.
I think your clock was too fast.
It was good. Okay, Ms. Nine, please.
Thank you, kind sir. Nice to see everybody. I'm here basically because I am this gentleman's neighbor. He's a fantastic person, so is his wife. And even though there is an era of how far it's back, even if it went back, I'm still going to see it the same. And the other neighbors that I got to sign say the same thing. It does not bother them. But it's not the issue of what it looks like. It's how far it wasn't put back. And I believe when he did come and ask questions and didn't get an answer, and he did, you know, go and do it, if he had gotten the right answer, it would have been put back, knowing the type of person he is. But going forward, he also has bought a house next to him, which is going to be rent. And his house and that house look gorgeous. So he's the type of person that even though maybe you want it to be a little bit further, what he has done to his home and will do the rent house is going to add to where I live. And it'll add to the town. So my feeling is, if it's possible, then it would be no big change, except for your ruling, that it stays where it is. Because, you know, I think most of the people where I am, they're fine with it. So I don't know what your ruling is going to be, but I think, like I said, knowing him, if he knew exactly what to do, he would have done it. So that's about all I have to say. Did I go on to three?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Good check.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that wants to speak? If not, I will close the public hearing. Ms. McGuffin and Mr. Lancer, with this public hearing being closed on this, can you give council our choices?
Yes, sir. So at this point, because your public hearing was only on the existing ordinance, your choice at this point is to either affirm the existing ordinance or to direct staff to go back and have a public hearing with a specific ordinance request to the Planning Commission. So if you're looking to change this ordinance, we have to go back to the Planning Commission because what has been advertised is the existing ordinance. So there's been a lot of changes in state code and case law saying that when you're making zoning changes, what is advertised is really what you have to vote on, and you can't make changes from there. So what staff would be looking for is either an affirmation of this existing ordinance or a direction that is specific to go back to the Planning Commission and hold a public hearing there.
Okay.
And I'll just note, affirmation doesn't actually require any affirmative action on the part of council, because this is already the ordinance. You don't need to take positive action to reaffirm it's already there.
All right, with all that explanation, Ms. Wooten?
Well, I am a council member that I represent the council on the Planning Commission,
And I believe Ms. Watts ran a thorough meeting, and I will stand by the Planning Commission's decision to affirm the existing ordinance.
Ms. Trent?
I understand this is a difficult situation for this situation here, but I believe that the ordinance needs to change.
I've looked at the structure. It's very well done. It's very tasteful. I personally have no problem with it. However, with that said, I think that we do have an ordinance in place. And I understand that he did not intentionally do this. It was an accident. But I'm with the other two now. I believe the ordinance needs to be affirmed.
And
thank you, Mayor. We should continue looking into it and see if there's any other possibilities.
I'd like to find a way to help you, but change the ordinance for one situation, I don't believe is the way to do it.
I agree with you on that.
Let's ask Mr. Lansing. Mr. Lansing, I'll tell you, too, because we're all kind of in an agreement, but also in a wondering state, okay? Am I correct that Mr. Stinson still has some avenues that he's not received yet? Or he was neglected?
I do not believe there are any avenues for him. It does not rise to the legal standard of variance because he obviously has the use of his property as well as the fact that it is not a unique situation. So I don't believe it rises to the standard of a variance, and I don't see any other path for it. There isn't a zoning category that is going to assist him in this either. So the only that is why we went this direction. So whenever you have a violation, you can argue whether the violation exists or not with the Board of Zoning Appeals, where you can seek a way to kind of make it no longer a violation.
And I would agree with Mrs. McGuffin on that. Under our zoning ordinance, the only form of special exception we have is for the purpose of approving a special use that's specifically designated in the code. There's not really an avenue for the council to grant a special exception in an individual case like this either.
Do you think we could maybe send it back to the Planning Commission to have them look at it again, maybe they can see something?
My only concern with that is the Planning Commission has had this request from multiple people at different times. So there were two different property owners who have come to the Planning Commission at different times with requests that are very similar to this. And the Planning Commission in both of those situations did not seek to change the ordinance. They had a public hearing on this. I'm not sure, without the council sending a specific request to the commission, I don't see how it ends up any differently. So I think if the council wants something different to happen, the council needs to send a specific request to the commission.
Okay, what do you need to do and the thought process you're working on here?
Yes. I just wonder if we could spend more time looking at this before we make a decision.
Well,
yeah.
I may add, we've done this several times. This particular situation's been in front of council. What? Planning Commission, Council, how many times each?
Two councils, one commission.
That's quite a bit. I still go back to the Planning Commission's stance that, is it 6-1? And that's what you asked the Planning Commission to do, and so the Planning Commission has sent it back to Council with their recommendation. I would like to stand by the Planning Commission's position. I would respectfully.
Okay. So, with that, at this point, it appears that since you said we don't have to do anything formal, council affirms the standing statute and code. I would like to thank Mr. Spencer. He has come before us and asked and presented a good case.
Yeah.
And I would like to commend you for that, because sometimes people don't think it through, and I think you have thought it through and brought it to, which I think is very good.
As Oswald was there, and what the outcome of that has to be,
Yes, work, yeah, work with staff and, you know.
The equipment and things, but nothing goes away with the shelter.
All right, thank you, Mr. Spencer.
Thank you for the time.
Can I ask a question though? If someone comes to town to any department and someone isn't there with an answer, shouldn't we have somebody in place for an answer?
Normally it is, and we just don't know where it fell through.
And that's what I'm saying in this part.
Well, it was just a, Sarah was out, she would have answered me just like that.
Okay, all right, thank you all.
Thank you.
Next item, appearance from Iron Lock.
Good evening, everyone. Members of the council, Mr. Mayor, thank you for the opportunity to come here. Looks like you guys have a busy night, so we'll be very, very brief. Just wanted to introduce our team. I'm with Iron Live with Dr. Derek Brown, former principal of Amos County High School, and founder and board chair of Iron Lives Incorporated. This is our executive director, Dr. Allison Jordan, and this is her daughter, Kate Jordan, who's here because who's going to tell her no once we make our request?
And I'm a former social studies teacher, and what better way to learn about local government? So there are going to be a lot of questions about towns and councils because we're from Campbell County. So we'll have a lesson all the way home. Thanks for this.
Yes. So we are here seeking permission, and we'll make a request at the end of our presentation. But I just humbly ask that the council not take into consideration anything inappropriate that my grandfather has said, or if my father has given you a speeding ticket. Please don't take that into account when we make our request. But IRON stands for I'm Responsible for Overcoming Negativity, and we have been a leadership and character development program since 2009, so this is 14th year of our program operating, not just in Amherst County High School, but also in the secondary schools here in Amherst, Lynchburg City, and Bedford. So we've expanded with three different school systems. We do a variety of things. We have guest speakers that come in. We do professionalism workshops, so we teach students how to dress for success, how to do mock interviews, how to build a resume. We provide a plethora of opportunities for our students, and our mission is to be a bridge between schools and the community by providing positive youth development programming, committed mentors, and character-centered athletics. And so Dr. Jordan is going to speak briefly about our newest initiative with the Amherst County Public Schools.
Our theme for Iron Lives for the year is hashtag show up. For those of you who are familiar with real funds, that's the pound sign. And so we are focusing on hashtag show up Amherst. And we want people to understand that the first step to success in any way is showing up. So students need to show up to school. Employees need to show up to work. We have to show up for our community. And after COVID, we're re-engaging. We're showing back up for in-person meetings. So we are partnering with the school division and the Amherst Education Foundation on a Show Up Amherst initiative. You'll see banners. You'll see a pledge. You'll see ways that we're trying to engage families to show up for children, show up for the Amherst community. So I feel like that ties nicely into having a 5K after COVID.
And so that's what we would like to ask for permission for, is to bring the 5K back. We did take 1 year off due to some COVID and just wonkiness of schedules, but this would be our 12th annual 5K, and we've always had it here in the town of Amherst. It's been a really good community event. We are always as family friendly. It's on a Sunday afternoon. We try to make things as hassle-free for the town and the council as possible, and also our police department, who has been very gracious to work with us. And so we do a lot of the legwork to try to make sure that citizens and the community know that this is coming up, so they're not inconvenienced too much. We go door-to-door on Garland Avenue and some of the other streets that are impacted by the closure. The 5K runs from the high school to the stoplight and then finishes down in the track. And so normally it takes, on our slowest year, maybe an hour for someone to run the course. On our fastest year, the course was clear in about 35, 40 minutes. And it's, again, Sunday afternoon because it's low traffic. But brings a couple hundred folks into town. They can see how beautiful and scenic our town is, and make sure that they can visit some of our local restaurants and fine establishments. And again, we just want to show up for Amherst, and we want to make sure we're re-engaging and showing our students how to be responsible citizens to produce something that's positive for the community and engaging and positive. So we normally work with VDOT to do the closure, but part of VDOT's closure requires permission from the town council to close the road on that date. And we are asking for that date to be April 23rd, 2023, so 4/23/23. And we might start at 3/23 p.m. as well. And then we know we had April 2nd on there,
yep.
But that's a really appealing date. And so last minute change, and the Point of Honor 5K is on the 1st. And so that would be a huge draw that would take away from the attendance of our 5K. And we just found that out recently as talking with our race director.
Okay. All right, with that, I know Ms. Vicki usually takes care of that, but we'll take a motion. I will entertain a motion from council to support Iron Live and direct staff to go ahead with the appropriate notifications and paperwork in order to facilitate this race.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second. I have a second for Mr. Higginbottom. Discussion. I need a verbal.
No, I just think it's a great program.
Okay. All right, vote. Ms. Vicki. All right, motion carried 4-0-0.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. Look forward to working with you all.
Okay, Chief, if you could bring me the citizens' comment on that, please, sir. Next will be our citizens' comments. Just to remind, each citizen has 3 minutes, and we will start it off. Mr. Chase, you're on here twice.
Yeah, the pen wasn't really working well.
Okay.
You want to talk twice or once?
You were trying to get 6 minutes, weren't you? Okay. All right, Mr. Chase, if you would please take the show.
So I totally forgot when the citizens' comments were, but I was going to talk in support of Iron Lives because I looked at the agenda last week and, I saw a 5K run, and Mr. Tuttle said I'm often, running through the town. So I'm very into exercise. I'm more into lifting weights. Running isn't that fun. But I looked up what Iron Lives is about, and it's perfect thing to help kids grow. And I'll be honest, like in high school, graduating was really hard for me. I got my diploma, but I had a support system, and what they're doing is giving children a support system to succeed. And I don't care how old you are, if you don't have some people in your corner, it's very, very difficult to accomplish your goals. But the other point was, yeah, I think it would bring some more business, especially that Sunday, especially in restaurants. I'm very to the T, every gram, every ounce of my diet. So I will go to one of these restaurants every 3-4 weeks and, load up on some greasy food. So I'm sure, and I know several people that would come to Amherst for this run, and I would love to sign up for the run. I don't know if it's a donation, but happily raise money, run in a suit, do something fun. But yeah, I just wanted, but I'm glad they got it going. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ware.
I don't mind kind of taking a look at that and pass it down as you go. Tim Ware, I'm here to speak about the recent enforcing the 2-hour parking that is on Main Street. That notice was given to me, a few weeks ago. I was lucky to get a notice instead of a ticket, so I appreciate that. The officer came in, and there was actually someone loading something in front of my store, and they were very nice and asked, "Is that your vehicle?" Yeah, we were actually loading. And then as the officer left, I had to hear, "Were they going to give me a ticket? Were they really giving me a ticket?" And so I guess my complaint is, I don't think parking's a problem, And if they would have gave the person a ticket, they probably would have never came back to my store. So the last few weeks, I monitored Main Street twice a day. I took photos and times on the photos, and I pulled my vehicle off Main Street. And if y'all want this place to look like a ghost town, that's the way to do it. People will not stop. And I don't have a parking lot, and I do abuse it. People recognize my vehicle, they stop in. And there's only 6 businesses on Main Street. You know, where does this 2-hour parking stem from? Does it go all the way back when they had court on this side of town? Is that why we have 2-hour parking just on that one little spot? Nowhere else has it. I talked to 7 businesses. Sometimes they wrote their own comments. I didn't ask for comments. They decide to chime in. You have W.A. Ogden, he's got parks and he's doing everything he can do to stay open. And, you know, it's just it's very tough to be in business in Amherst. And I just think parking's not an issue. And, you know, I would like to see them totally removed. The only person I didn't talk to was Mrs. Turner they have Hill Hardware. And I know she sits on council, so she can discuss this between y'all. But, everybody I talked to on Main Street thought it was, you know, something that really didn't need to be enforced. And I would just ask the council to look into, why do we have it? Why does it need to be there? You know, and it's only that little area. It's not throughout the business of town. It's not from the circle down to the other end. It's only this one area. And we had parking meters, and they took those up. So how do you even force 2-hour parking? You go by and tag somebody's car and come back 2 hours later to be sure it's in the same spot, or that they move it, you know, to the next spot to play that game, or what? So I would ask the council to take a serious look at that and let me know, or start a discussion. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. All right. Next item, consumer general. You want to keep it, right?
No, sir. I would.
You want to be back?
No, I would continue to let everybody look at it. Okay. Keep it in. If there's some type of record or discussion.
Okay.
Like
that. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next item, I'll entertain a motion to accept the council meeting from last month. Nobody else.
Yes.
No. We all signed the second sheet.
There
were two sheets back there. Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. We have 2 public comments.
Oh,
so that's why we'll blame it on the chief.
Right.
I'll take blame.
All right. First, Mr. Adams, you're on for 3, sir.
I'm going to wait for him one to at the last comment.
Okay.
I think I signed. Did I sign the second?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
But you want to speak first on the first one?
Sure, if
okay.
That's good.
Okay. And you're
I am Jesse Scheip from Second Stage.
Okay.
I'm the new director, so I'm really excited to meet all of you. Want to thank you for having us and also for the town's partnership with us in our new venture. Second Stage applied for the Levitt AMP Awards grant, and we were a chosen participant. We are one of 36 in the country. So right now we are trying to rally everyone together to get enough votes to make it into the top 20. Once we're in the top 20, they will then decide between 1 and 10 participants to receive this grant. It would be a $90,000 grant for 30 outdoor concerts. We would be able to support the county and hopefully bring many people in. We really feel like this could be a transformative opportunity and something that's great for the county. So what we're here to ask is everybody to vote, share the information. Once we make it into the top 20, because I'm speaking life in this, once we make it to the top 20, Levitt Foundation will then decide on between 1 and 10 winners of the grant. That is going to be based on participation from the public. In part. So we need people. Right now we're in 30th place, and that is with some fight to get people to respond on social media and So if you can help us get the word out, we would greatly appreciate that.
What's that number?
This one, we actually have business cards that we will give you guys. Yes. We have flyers.
It is once,
but you can vote by text and by an online vote.
Where would the outside concept
be? That is a conversation that we've already kind of started having, and we would like to meet with our partners to determine that. Ultimately, I think when the grant was written, it had to be written for one location, which was Second Stage. Hopefully, we will get the approval and acceptance of the Levitt Foundation to have those throughout the county. We'd like to look at wineries, orchards, other outdoor areas that would be able to benefit from it as well.
What size concerts are you thinking about
that? They're open to the public, so the sky is the limit is what I keep saying. I think it's a great way to bring the community together. We do have open house on Saturday. If you're available to come, we would love to have you and for sure share that information as well. It's at Second Stage from 10 to 2. Amherst Theater, Amherst Dance Academy will be there performing. We'll have yoga, bounce houses, snow cones. I know that the police department and sheriff's office will be there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, I will entertain a motion to accept the meeting, the minutes from the last meeting.
What did you?
What? No, he's speaking last.
You were there, but I heard. I thought you weren't here.
No, he said the end of the
okay.
He signed the minutes. So.
Okay.
All right. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the August 10th meeting.
Make a motion.
So a motion from this week, and I have a second, please. So. Any discussion? Mr. Higginbotham? Mr.
Watt? No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
And Ms. McLean? Vote. Ms. Wheat? Aye. Ms. Turner? You abstain?
Always.
All right. It carried 3011. Next item, all your staff reports are attached. Finance Committee, do not believe you on that.
We do not.
And Utilities Committee, Mr. Watt?
Vote for it.
With all your other planning commissions are attached, your EDA met on the 6th, your minutes are attached. Robert E. Lee, anything?
Nothing, sir.
Okay, thank you. See, you gotta be sharp. Next item is the resolution that has been drawn up for Ms. Carton for her years of service to the family upon her moving out of state and departure from the council. Ms. Hunt has the resolution approved, and I will sign it, and we will forward it on to Ms. Carton at her address in Florida, where she's now living in sunny Florida. So I will entertain a motion to forward this accept this resolution from council to forward to Ms. Carton.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion from Ms. Wheaton.
I'll have a second.
Have a second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Ms. Turner? Okay, vote. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. 4-0-0-1. Next, Ms. McGuffin. We're going to talk a little bit about the Christmas parade.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are getting organized for the Christmas parade. As everyone knows, it is always on the first Friday in December. Town staff is beginning work thinking about what we can do to bring back a bigger and better event, looking to have the council chambers open again for a visit from Santa Claus and some crafts before the parade, and then following up with the parade, sticking with the same route as what we used in the first responders parade, so starting at the library and going to the traffic circle and then dispersing. By town code, we are required to have a motion from council for acceptance to close streets. We are thinking about having, just as we did for the first responders parade, the top section of Main Street closed for a little longer so that people can have time to spend together and maybe we can work on some vendors. We haven't gotten there yet, but that's the direction that we are headed. And the theme for this year's parade is blue Christmas.
All right, I will entertain a motion to direct staff to work with VDOT referencing closures for the Christmas parade.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion from Ms. Turner. Have a second from Mr. Watts. Discussion. And Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No comment.
Ms. Wheat?
It's pretty exciting.
Yes. Vote.
Yes.
Ms. Wheat?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. 4-0-0-1. Next item, Ms. McGuffin, the award for the wastewater centrifuge, which made the news last night.
It did make the news last night. So I will just ask for council's patience as I go through this. This is a lot of information that I sent to council, and it was not able to make it into the packet because the bid opening for the construction was last Friday. So we needed to make sure that everything was in order with the bid so that we could get it together. Mr. White forwarded me the bid recommendation over the weekend. So there's several pieces to this. We had had a conversation previously in other meetings about how the town wanted to spend its ARPA funding from the federal government. The town received approximately $2.2 million. The council has decided to spend that money in two ways. We did do what is called a lost revenue calculation for calendar year 2020, which supplanted the town's coffers in the amount that we determined was lost during that year. So that money was spent. The remainder of the money is approximately $2 million, and council's direction was to look at doing a wastewater centrifuge. This is a piece of equipment that will dewater sludge at our wastewater treatment plant, making the final step in our waste treatment process more efficient. So we got a bid for the equipment. It came in underneath our projected amount. Council decided to hold that bid based on getting bids for the construction to ensure that we could bring these pieces together and that they were both going to not exceed the total amount for the project that we have set aside. If you look at all the background information in your packet, the previously received equipment bid was $218,000 and change, almost $219,000. The construction low bid was $1.548 million. The administration of the project is $45,000. I have built in a 10% contingency, which I would love not to use. So that's also listed there with a total cost of $1.993 million. This does fit within your ARPA funds and would require no additional funds of town monies at all. It also is an acceptable use of ARPA funds, so this fits squarely in what the ARPA money is intended for. So, first thing that staff is asking council to do tonight, so I'm asking for four motions. So, first, I would like to have the council approve the construction bid award. So this is approving the bid award of $1.5 million and change to Littleton Construction for the actual construction portion. Second, we would be looking for council to approve the overall project budget, and then I'd like to come back to three and four after we get through one and two.
Okay, that's a good idea. So with that, I will ask for a motion to approve the bid from Littleton for $1.5 million.
I make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watson.
Second.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Discussion. Ms. Wheaton?
Yeah.
Mr. Turner?
No comment.
It's going to bring us up into the present times.
Okay. And Mr. No. Okay, now we're going to vote. Mr. Hamel?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. 4-0-0-1. The second one was?
To approve the overall project cost. So
okay.
This budget that we have here with the total project cost of $1,993,976.
I will accept the motion for that amount. You make that motion. A second?
I'll second.
Mr. Higginbotham beat you to
That's
it.
Okay.
All right. Any discussion? Ms. Wheat?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
What? Vote.
Aye.
Ms. Wheat?
Aye.
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 I switched it up. So, all right. Now, let's go with three and four. That's carried 4-0-0-1.
Yes. So 3 and 4 are based on our existing water treatment plant project that we have going on. If council remembers, when we originally bid the water treatment plant renovation, the bids came in high. We removed the Waz Ferry pump station generator from that project. When we removed the Waz Ferry generator from the project, we also ended up removing the SCADA system that we need there to communicate back to the water treatment plant. As part of the renovation, all the other facilities are getting updated equipment so that they can communicate electronically back to the water plant. We need to add this into the Waz Ferry project. We sought prices from both of our current two contractors, the one that is doing the overall water treatment plant renovation and the contractor that is doing the generator work at the Waz Ferry pump station. The second contractor gave us a substantially lower price. We are looking for approval of that additional project at the Waz Ferry pump station. And then the final one is approving additional engineering costs for that overall project, because we have gone back to the engineer, had him draw up these plans for the SCADA system. We're also working on some additional things at the raw water pump station, and like all things, all projects are going along with the construction delays. So we do have two additional cost items for you on the water treatment plant. We are planning on taking number 3, the SCADA system for the Waz Ferry pump station, from the water fund balance, and we are planning on the additional engineering cost for the water treatment plant to come out of the contingency funds for that project.
Okay. We'll accept a motion for the SCADA project first. Okay, I have from Ms. Wheaton.
I'll second.
A second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? I'm going to switch it over here. No. Ms. Watts?
No.
Vote, Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried 4001. And the fourth and final is for the engineer, for Ms. White, to redraw the plans and everything to set up for this out of the contingency. I will entertain a motion for that.
Make a motion.
And motion from Mr. Higginbotham.
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Any comments, Mr. Higginbotham? Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Turner?
Okay.
And Ms. Wheaton. Vote, Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion carries 4001. All right, next item. Tracy, Ms. Tracy, purchasing the kids.
So,
you moved, usually right there.
So the police did receive their new Tahoe. It was delivered 2 Fridays ago. The Tahoe was already approved as part of our CIP plan, as well as the funds approved in our budget. However, we do have a purchasing policy that states any purchase over $10,000 still has to come to council for approval. So we are simply coming to you asking for approval of payment for the Tahoe.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to pay for the Tahoe we already have.
Make that motion.
That's a motion, Ms. Wheaton. Got a second. Got a second, Mr. Higginbotham. Is there any discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
Yeah.
Ms. Turner?
Yeah.
Mr. Watts?
No, sir.
And Mr. Higginbotham. Vote, Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
4001. Go forth and drive. The next one is Ms. McGuffin, the provision of electricity.
Yes, this was a request that came to the town from the Garden Club. They pointed out that if we had electricity at the welcome signs, there would be the possibility to have those lit at night. Mr. Thompson did get a price from APCO for each one of the signs, and that is contained in the memo in your packet, which I'll also pull up in a moment. And there is a slight reduction in the price if we do the 3 that they can provide electricity to at the same time. The sign that is on 60 West does not have a good location to do a drop for power. The other thing that I think this offers the opportunity to do is I would love to go back to the Garden Club if the council decides to provide this electricity and ask them if we could also maybe have a couple of those nutcrackers at each of the welcome signs during the Christmas season and possibly some other Christmas decorations, since they do so much to make the town look so nice during Christmas. But the total cost for that, when you go back to that memo, so if you did all 3 of the signs that it is that it's available at, it would be $12,709. And we can take that out of the manager's contingency fund.
Mr. discretion and you continue to talk?
No, sir.
With that, I will entertain a motion for to put lights at the three welcome signs for the town of the industrial park, north and on the south side here at the bridge, north on the north side of town.
I'm enthusiastic.
I knew where you were going. I was just waiting for you to spit it out.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I have a motion. May I have a second? Have a second from Mr. Higginbotham. Now, discussion?
Yes, I think it's fabulous. You know, when I first thought about it, I was like, oh, wait a minute, that means the town's moving forward to do something fun, you know, and we need to, you know, I think in the past we have had meetings about revitalizing downtown, and I believe we need to revisit some of those discussions, because I think due to COVID, everything sort of fell off the edge because we were trying to get through this a terrible time. But I think this is wonderful that the Garden Club has initiated it. It's not expensive. We have plenty of money, and I think we need to start moving forward with ideas like this. And I certainly would like to have I think the Nutcracker idea is great.
Mr.
No comment.
I'm sort of mixed on it, but Ms. Wheaton has made some good points as far as. And here's the Garden Club, which does so much for us. It's asked for this, so.
We have this price if we put up all three at the same time.
Yes, sir.
But what if we have a difficulty with 60 West? Didn't you say that's not
so
your problem?
So 60 West is not included in the price, so at this time, that's it's not available for us. So that price is for the other three. Okay.
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to turn it over to a vote. Mr. Higginbotham and I were actually discussing that this week, and I said we were going to put lights on 60 East at the industrial park. And his question was, we have a welcome sign at the industrial park? I said, yes, we do. He goes, well, we got to light it up so we can see it. I said, you're right. So, with me saying my little piece this week. All right, motion is carried. 4-0-0-1. Mr. Thompson, you make your arrangements and go forth and light.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of the Garden Club, I'm sure ladies will be delighted.
All right. Ms. McGuffin, on the electronic use policy, I'd like to say something and then turn it over to you. When we first went to the iPads, it was said that the iPads were going to be 4 years, and if you left or resigned from council or whatever after 4 years, because of the shelf life, I know that's not the word, but that's the normal life of the iPads, you could take that with you. Well, we discussed it, we agreed on it, and somehow it did not get into the box. Because I asked Ms. McGuffin to look into it. And I don't know, at that time, I believe, Pete. Thank you very much. And this was Mr. Huber's getting everything started. And I know we discussed it, we agreed on it, but it didn't get in. And I don't know whether it was not put in as a vote or it was just an overlook. So, that is the reason it's here. Now I'm going to let her discuss it.
Yes, so there's two changes that are proposed in your electronic use policy. One is, as the mayor said, to allow the iPads to essentially rotate out of service. And understanding that all technology has a time frame in which it is no longer as useful as it could be. It also, if we start to think about these rotating continually between different people, one of the things is we feel like there's over time more and more things that get added to it from different people, and sign-ins become more and more difficult to erase. And so we really just feel like at some point it's time to rotate those out of service. The second thing that has changed in the electronic use policy is allowing a council member, if they would prefer to have some sort of other device besides an iPad, to allow that council member to make that determination at the same cost as what the iPad would be. So if there's someone who's like, you know what, that is not, I don't do Apple, you know, and we have had some folks that have gone right to the iPad, and it's been great. We've had other folks who are like, I hate the iPad, it is not my friend. So we want to allow a little bit of additional flexibility in there as well for council members to determine what would work best for them. So those are the two changes in the policy that staff request that council amend.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion to amend these two items.
I'll go ahead.
Mr. Watts, I have a second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Higginbotham, you get this call. It'll be a little bit quicker there, Ms. Thomas. All right. Is there any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Thomas? Vote, Ms. Van Lyck. Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas? Motion is carried 400. Next item, adoption for the budget. Let's see how we want to go. Ms. Morgan.
So the Virginia Code also establishes that we present a CIP and budget calendar for the citizens that we will follow for the upcoming budget year. And I'm simply asking you to adopt that as presented to you in the packet.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adopt the FY24 CIP and budget calendar.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Any discussion? Ms. Watts?
Well,
Ms. Turner? Discussion? And vote, Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Motion carried 400. Ms. McGovern.
We do have one vacancy on the Board of Zoning Appeals due to the departure of the Carton family. Mr. Carton did hold a seat on the Board of Zoning Appeals. If you will recall, the Board of Zoning Appeals is a 5-year appointment when it's a full term. However, that is an appointment that is made by the Circuit Court. So what we need to do is provide a recommendation to them so that the Circuit Court judges can appoint someone to the Board of Zoning Appeals. We did receive an application and make recommendation to the council for the appointment or the recommendation of Rachel Thompson to that position.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner and a second.
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Any discussion? Excuse me, I knew it was coming. I was trying to put it. Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Turner? Yeah. And Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Vote.
Abstain.
Okay, motion carried 300. Matters from staff, Captain Payne.
Nothing, sir.
Thank you.
No, sir.
Keith, Mr. Payne, Mr. Thompson.
No, sir.
Let's go back here. Yes, oh, there we go, I can tell.
Yes, Cass, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce you to Mr. Robert Myers. He is hired on with the town in the place of apprentice water operator with Becky at the water plant.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
That's all.
That's all.
You got a tough act to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Myers. No,
okay, like I couldn't remember your name again, but
that's how I count.
Yeah, that's right. You told me to remember.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And Ms.
I said
quite
enough. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With that, we'll go to matters from council. Ms. Wheaton?
None.
Ms. Turner?
Nothing.
And Ms. Wheaton?
I had some pre-prepared comments that I was going to make, but don't think it's the proper time or night for you at the current time. It was leaving it on this point.
Okay. And Mr. Hingham.
I have two things. We have business owners that live a little bit outside of the town limits. Now, I was wondering, is there any way we can adopt something that can give them a voice in the town? Because they haven't had a voice what's going on because they're business owners here, but they don't live directly in the town.
They have a voice if their business is in town.
They don't have a vote.
They don't have a vote, but they have a voice.
Yeah.
because they're considered for being a business owner in the town. They have a voice in the town. They don't have a vote like the council.
Yeah, I'm saying back on, it's anyway, back on some issues that may pertain to them, they can have a vote on.
Then our charter wouldn't allow not being a resident. Yes, ma'am.
We are allowed to appoint people who live out of town to the Economic Development Authority. So if there is someone in particular that you would like to see more involved in the future than when we have an opening on the EDA, that might be a good person to approach about applying.
You said you had two.
Yeah, it's an old age and things back and put it back up.
May I ask you something there, Trevor, while he's thinking of that? Or
you want to
I need direction.
Sure.
Oh, yes, I was concerned about the property on 172 Depot Street. See, any movement on that?
Thank you.
If we update the council on that, we prefer to do so in the
course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is out of order, if you would give me direction, please. What Tim Ware spoke to regarding the parking, I completely forgot to mention that in his comment time. Is there any time, if I've already, if you've passed over me, is there any time to bring that subject up again for discussion?
Okay, my suggestion on that would be to send out an email to Ms. McGuffin. Mm-hmm. She will forward it to council, and then we can have it put on the agenda if it comes from council.
I think those emails have been forwarded to the entire council already from the discussion she and I had.
Okay, well, let it come from Ms. McGuffin, and you send it to Ms. McGuffin, she sends it to us. If all of us say, well, just let me know and we can put it on the agenda, we will go that way and get it on
okay.
the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, with that, well, you know what, Mr. Chris?
Yes, sir.
What was yours?
I'm going to take a few.
Well, you got three.
Three.
Okay. That is a few.
That is a few. It was good seeing these of you tonight. I'm coming to you as basically, Mr. Mayor and council members, just basically I thank you and to praise your town manager. Over the course of the last 60 days, for those of you who don't know, we own a business here in town. It's P&K Trucking at 513 South Main Street, which we rent from Steve Mark. We appreciate the opportunity to be here in town just to be able to operate in the office space, and we do utilize some of the parking area there on occasion, and we have a couple pieces of equipment that stays fixed right there. Over the course of the last 60 days, there's been a couple complaints, well, numerous complaints, I mean, not say it's been numerous complaints about some of our activity there. Ms. McGuffin's reached out to me numerous times where we've had a really fruitful conversation. She's been very easy to work with, and we've done our best to reciprocate to where we can be good neighbors here in town and be business owners here in town. I'm a 50-year resident of this county and was on the board of supervisors at one point in time, so I know how much as a county and a town we value businesses. That was my biggest thing as a board member, is trying to promote economic development, and that's tough. So in this day and time, even with the complaints that's mounted, we're doing everything we can to curb any further complaints. Our goal is to be good business owners and good neighbors. You know, with our business, we're paying taxes on excess of $2 million worth of equipment that's going in this county. Also, with our business being in this town, we also entertain other business owners where we're also supporting the other local businesses in this town. So with that being said, basically this was just a thank you. I want you guys to know as town council members that I appreciate everything Ms. McGuffin has done at this point to work with us. So that's
thank
it.
Chris.
Thank you,
Chris. Appreciate it. All right. The next item is we're going to be going into a closed session. So I'm going to recess us for a few minutes for everybody to get everything straight. And then Mr. Watts, after the recess, will take us into closed session. We'll recess for a few minutes.